Page 37. Listening. Exercise 2. You are going to hear people talking about work in 6 different situations. Listen and choose the correct answer. Situation 1.
Hi, Sheila. I'm afraid I can't go over your presentation with you this afternoon. I've got to go to the team meeting.
I thought that had been cancelled.
Yeah. Monica said last week that she wouldn't be able to make it, so they were going to call it off. But we got an email that it's still on.
Oh, nothing you can do about that. Can we make plans for early next week then?
Situation 2.
I'd been thinking of going back to school for a while, but it's not easy to study when you're working all day. And my only free time is after 6 p.m. Then the company where I work gave me some more responsibilities, and some of them include finances, which I honestly don't know much about. My degree is in engineering. That's why I decided to study economics. And I signed up, though I still wasn't sure if I wanted to be busy in the evenings. But in the end, I'm enjoying the course, and it's very useful as well.
Situation 3.
It happens all the time when I'm in the middle of a meeting with someone. Jack just comes right in and interrupts to ask me a question. I mean, sometimes it's urgent, so I don't mind. But most of the time, I think he could wait until I'm finished with my meeting.
Well, you're very tolerant. Why don't you just tell him?
Sometimes I do tell him I'm busy, but he just goes and does it again the next day.
No, I mean tell him that in future, except for emergency situations, you'd appreciate it if he didn't interrupt you during meetings.
Oh, but don't you think he might get offended?
Situation 4.
As you can see, we haven't had a very good year. Sales have gone down in all but one city. This means we're going to have to start cutting down on spending. But I don't want any of you to have to leave the company. So instead, your salaries won't be going up this year as they usually do. I'm very sorry, but that's the way it has to be. But getting a little less money is better than losing your jobs, don't you think? And maybe things will be better next year.
Situation 5.
Well, I survived my first week of work. Yeah, not bad. I mean, it's a lot of traveling, but you can't always expect to work close to home, can you? The work itself? Actually, it isn't really any different. Been there, done that. The thing is, you have to get to know a whole new group of people. Yes, they're all pretty nice, I think, except the woman I'm sitting with. She doesn't say a word all day. Maybe she's just shy, I don't know. And I can see I'll be doing a lot of extra hours, but that's what I've always done.
Situation 6.
What are you studying now?
Marketing and sales. I'm in my third year.
That's good. That should be useful in your father's company. He needs good marketing people.
Maybe. But I kind of think I should get experience somewhere else first and not go straight into Dad's firm. I want to try to find work abroad.
That would be great for you, though I'm sure he'd love to have you come in right away.
And I may want to set up my own business one day as well.
Well, I wish you luck.